This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. We'll give you our toll-free numbers and also the Skype username that allows you to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want to discuss here on this live Saturday edition. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And, you know, there's been some talk in the news recently with Donald Trump and others, I guess also the Ben Carson guy. They have been talking about making lists of people. Certain Muslims, for instance, have been proposed to be made a list out of.
The government just needs more lists of people.
No. I think lists are a bad thing. But certainly the government guys think that. In fact, I believe Ben Carson made some sort of statement about how everybody should be on a list.
He's not even a government guy.
Yeah.
Well, he
wants to be.
He'd like to be very much.
If he's applied for the job, that's good enough, in my opinion. So that's one thing, and we've talked about that here on Free Talk Live. The idea of creating a list of people based on their religion, and that's certainly disturbing. Of course, we already have the no-fly list, as many people may be aware. In fact, apparently there's some TSA agents who are on the no-fly list that they administers. There was a news story about that recently. But the no-fly list has been around for, a decade now or something like that, maybe even longer. The basic idea being that, this person is under some sort of suspicion, or their name matches someone whose name is under some sort of suspicion of possible terrorist ties, so therefore better off to not allow them to fly in the first place. Not that they are a criminal. Not that they're wanted for some sort of crime. It's just that they are not allowed to fly somewhere. And they've been, this sort of second-class person who, if you want to go from point A to point B, well, you either have to get on a Greyhound or hoof it, or get a car.
Just can't fly.
Yeah. So, that's disturbing as it is, because basically it takes away the right to travel from somebody simply based on an accusation. Based on, somebody adding their name to a list from whatever categorization, who knows? Where did that come from?
I'm not sure what the right to travel is. I've heard of it before.
Well, obviously you don't have a right to fly on someone else's property, right? So if each one of the airlines decides they don't like you, Mark Edge, and they want to prohibit you because you're trouble from coming on their airline, you always complain.
Perhaps I poop on the seats.
Yeah, whatever. You cause trouble when you get on there, and they've had enough of you. Well, they certainly, it's their private property. They have the right to restrict that. But otherwise, barring some personal issue that the airlines have with you, you should have a right to go somewhere. You should have
That's not a right, though. If the airlines can restrict it, you don't have a right to it. Do you see what I'm saying? So the airlines have a right to their property, which is their airplane, and they can decide to let you on for money or not. Hence, no right, because airlines have a right to their airplane. Now, I have a right to walk across land as long as I'm, but I can't walk.
As long as you have permission from the property owner.
Or it's mine, right? Yeah. So I can't just go walking through a cornfield and knocking some guy's corn down.
I don't think that the term right to travel, I think it's a good question that you've asked here. The term right to travel doesn't presuppose that you have the right to violate someone else's private property. I think that what it says is that given that you have someone on the other end, the destination, who is willing to accept you, whether it be, the other airport, the hotel, somebody else, some job that, you're supposed to go and get, a house that you're going to rent. Given that there's somebody on the other end that wants to accept you there,
well, the right to travel,
that you should have the right to go to that place without having a man with a gun standing in the way demanding some sort of tribute from you.
A right to travel, when I hear it used, often speaks to a government standing in the way.
Yeah.
Now, governments as they exist today are these organizations that claim, I call it super ownership. So if you believe you own your property, try not paying your property taxes and you'll find out very, very quickly you don't own crap because they will take it away from you. Property taxes look remarkably like rent.
Mm-hmm.
when they're applied. They're a little different in that if you, you know, generally if you upgrade your living area, your landlord probably won't charge you for that. However, if you upgrade your property, the local government will darn sure
right.
charge you for that, and the state government, depending on how your property taxes are administered. So you have the right to walk across your property as long as the government says. This is what people essentially accept without saying that they accept it. Now, I agree that free people should be able to, you know, go where they will without the government's permission. Generally, I think that if the government's going to, say, administer a intercontinental ballistic missile silo, that perhaps you shouldn't be able to go there. But generally, governments shouldn't be in the way of that. So go ahead.
So you do believe in the right to travel, then?
I don't believe in this stupid term, right to travel. I don't like it. I think that it doesn't address the issues that it needs to address. You don't have a right to travel on my property. A right is something that speaks to ownership. You don't have the...
So you don't believe in rights?
You only... No, I believe in rights, so you have the right to your body.
Okay, but you don't believe in the right to bear arms, then?
I do believe in the right to bear arms.
No, because you can put the same presupposition on it that you don't have the right to bear arms if you're on your property. If you want to disarm someone, if they come on your property,
sure.
then you have you as the property owner, your right to the property and the control of that supersedes the rights of other people. Same thing with the right to freedom of speech. I was just in a movie theater today. I do not have the right to shout fire during the movie if there's no actual fire that is going on.
The cinema owner would really dislike that. The right to travel speaks directly to other people's property, whereas the right to bear arms does not. I can bear arms on my property without, you know, any particular problem.
No, it's all the same, because they all presume that you have those rights, presuming that the property owner is okay with it. That rights are a human agreement between one another, and for those, you know, if people don't generally agree with rights, then they don't really exist. And you've given an example of the government not agreeing with it, right? So they can get in the way of the property taxes and other things, and your right to bear arms and free speech and all of these things that we supposedly treasure, the right to privacy. The government gets in the way of all of these things. And so ultimately, as long as people do not agree with the concept of rights or do not agree with what the right means, then you don't actually have them. So I'm with you there. Like, okay, yeah, you don't really have a right to that property because the government can come and take it away from you. But it's a nice idea, the right to property. It's a nice idea, the right to bear arms. And the right to travel is also a nice idea, so I support them.
People should know that they don't own their property. Like they say, they use the term own.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I own my land. No, you don't. The government owns your land. We need to talk about who actually owns. So what the government's doing is it exercising its property rights over you, your land, and your body when it says that it cannot, that you cannot, walk around or travel or fly or, you know, get on a boat or whatever it says that you can't do without their paperwork. Paperwork is permission slips. Permission slips are not needed by free men.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there is to it.
So
I just don't like the terminology right to travel.
Okay,
let me explain one more time. I can bear arms on my property,
but not other people's.
I can bear
arms. Travel on your property.
No, you cannot.
You can get in a car and drive around in circles.
Traveling suggests leaving your property, please.
No, it doesn't. It's just going from point A to point B.
I've made my case. That's all I'm going to
do. Okay, it's a weak case. Toll-free number tonight, 855.
Doing donuts on your front lawn is traveling is your case.
You can have a larger yard than a front lawn. You've got 11 acres. Okay, so you can get on your little motorbike thing or 4x4 or whatever and go tooling around. You can travel from one side of your property to the other. So your whole point is nullified. So you have whatever rights you can retain, which is, of course, none of them. So the reality about rights is you don't actually have them. But we should. Don't you agree? We should have rights. They're a nice idea.
I believe we do have rights.
Okay. Well, but there's really not much evidence for it, right? Because given the evidence that the government takes them away from you as they wish.
Well, that much.
Which rights do you have without the government?
You can still have rights even if the government attempts to take them away from you. You have the right to speech, even if the government tells you to shut up.
Sure, sure, you have the right to speech, but if they don't recognize that right, then you effectively don't have it, right? If you get arrested and thrown in a cage,
well, the reason
for what
you don't have
said,
it is because most people are too cowardly to stand up to the government.
That's
don't
true.
Tell the next person, the person talking, to shut up, because the government will hurt us all.
Or they'll tell a cameraman, like they did with Carlos Miller very recently in Baltimore, that on a public street that he's not allowed to record. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Luckily, Carlos Miller is someone who is willing to stand up for his rights, and he does. We've got the audio from that we can play. Also, will you need a passport to travel next year? We'll find out.
To arm or not to arm? This is Charlie Sunstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. For some, an adjustable-rate mortgage is an automatic no. If that's the case, it's usually for a couple of reasons. Either you're uncomfortable with any risk or simply don't know how hybrid arms work. For others, an arm can be a valuable financial tool. A hybrid ARM is actually a fixed-rate loan for the first 3, 5, 7, or 10 years. During the fixed period, there's no risk of rate adjustment and typically offer healthy savings. Having reasonable expectations for future sale or refinancing can be all it takes to make a hybrid ARM worth considering. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be a trusted advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate NMLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 134251.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here live Saturday edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What good is a right if you don't exercise your rights? And how can you expect rights to be there for you when you want them later on? If, you know, you're not standing up for them right now, are you expecting other people, like Carlos Miller from Photography Is Not a Crime, to do the dirty work for you? Because he's willing to do it. I'm willing to do it. What about you? I've actually got audio here of some police stopping Carlos in the streets, or what appear to be, maybe they're jail guards. These might be jail guards. But anyway, some form of law enforcement. They got badge-looking things on their shirts. They stop him in the streets and try to tell him that he can't record in just the public streets of Baltimore. Now, he's physically nearby some sort of government facility. You can see there's a big wall with some barbed wire at the top, which is why I'm pretty sure it's a prison here. Yeah, Department of Corrections, the Maryland Department of Corrections. And they tell him he can't record there, and he does not stop recording. And that's the kind of thing that protects the right to be the media, the right to be the so-called free press, is to act like it and to continue recording when under threat by some government bureaucrats. We'll continue. We can talk more about rights, because right now the proposal that we haven't really gotten into at all here from Forbes.com is that you may not have a right to travel next year at all if you're in certain states. They may demand a passport of you in order to fly from one state to another inside the United States. So a document, papers, please, in order for having internal travel within the United States. That could be coming very, very soon for some people in the U.S. And further, there may be an additional rule that if you owe the IRS a certain amount in taxes, they may revoke your passport, which would effectively prohibit you from traveling by air at all. So we can get into those details. If you'd like, you can also bring up anything that's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Black Friday was yesterday. It officially kicks off the holiday shopping season. And when you're doing your shopping this holiday season, if you aren't getting 20% off of your purchases at Amazon, you obviously haven't gone to SaveItPurse.com and taken the time to sign up for an account there and get some Bitcoin, because that's how you save 20%, maybe 30, 40% at Amazon. You get to select your discount. It works, and it works well. I've used it more than 24 times in the last year. Everything I've bought at Amazon since I found out about Purse has been through SaveItPurse.com. It's awesome.
It's a huge savings. Yeah. Like, it's everything at Amazon, or
almost everything.
Many things at Amazon. And
if it's fulfilled by Amazon, then yes.
Savings from 10 to 40%.
That's correct. You get to choose. The higher the percentage, the longer it might take to fulfill your order. But otherwise, the only catch is you got to use Bitcoin. Save it purse. SaveATPurse.com. Go there. Get started with that. Let's continue here with your calls. Or let's start, rather, with your calls and thoughts. And first, talk to Jacob, listening in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Jacob. Go ahead, sir.
I just wanted to add what you were saying earlier about how many rights really is just sort of a hologram of a right, and, you know, presupposing ownership and whatnot. And as far as the whole right to travel, I agree. I think that's a pretty ridiculous thing to say. But as far as that's concerned, I would agree with you on that. As far as the ownership issue, because, you know, like with a plane, you don't own it. That's all just based on someone else's ownership. But I think that the right to bear arms, I know you were kind of playing devil's advocate there about right to bear arms, but I think that is somewhat of an exception, because that has to deal with your own body, I think.
It's an exception to what?
The sort of the ownership issue.
No, it's not, because there are plenty of businesses. We live here in New Hampshire, where we're doing the show from, which is generally a state that is more respectful toward the right to bear arms than most other states. But there are still private businesses who can, you know, put a sign up on their door that says no weapons allowed, and that's their right to do that, right? That right supersedes your right to bear arms, does it not?
In a court of law, yes. All I meant, though, is that sort of, even if it just comes down to your fist, I mean, that's your own body. You own your body. No one can have any sort of jurisdiction of your own body. So even though you might be stepping on someone else's property line and all that, that's where it's just kind of hazy, because, I mean, even though it's your property as your own person.
Yeah, right, your property is stepping on someone else's property, and that gets very interesting, because you have the right to defend yourself, which is where the right to keep and bear arms springs from. You always have the right to defend yourself. I don't care where you are, in what condition you're at, if somebody, property owner or not, comes at you, you have the right to defend yourself. And so the right to keep and bear arms springs forth from the right of defense.
Sure.
And unless so I would say
the property owner is kicking you off their property, in which case, no, you don't have the right.
Right, I don't think you do. I mean, you know, when it's, hey, we're leaving now, goodbye. You don't have the right to turn around and shoot somebody.
Yeah.
But
or hit them.
Or any of those things, absolutely. They're only exercising their rights over their property. So when a business puts a sign up on the door, I'm not saying I agree, but I understand why somebody might say, look, I'm going to carry my concealed weapon in here anyway.
I understand that, too.
Right. And, what I would base that on...
But it's not your right.
I get it. What I would base that on is that there's sometimes when you can tell a lie and it's okay. Now, I'll run it to the absurd so that people understand. Slave catchers come to the house. They ask you, are you hiding any runaway slaves in the basement? You say, no, sir, I'm not. Good day. And you turn them away when, in fact, you have slaves in the basement. It's okay to lie in that circumstance because you're serving a greater good. And in that, you know, and for the same reason, I would say that a person's allowed, you know, a responsible person concealed carrying, not deciding not to obey that rule. Okay, I get it. I wouldn't put some kind of giant fine on him or anything. Go ahead, caller.
It's Jacob. Go ahead, Jacob. Anything else?
Yeah. No, that's really all I was going to say. And that sort of gets into the real sort of squishy area, the problem we had here in Indiana recently with the religious freedom bill that was passed and then expunged from the books, pretty much dealing with business owners not being able to, if you don't want to bake a cake for a gay wedding, that's basically what that bill came down to. And everything.
So wait a minute, they expunged that bill? They got rid of that?
They basically changed all the wording of it, took all the teeth out of it. Now it's just an empty. The whole purpose that the bill was passed for is no longer.
So what is the current status of one who wants to bake a cake in Indiana, or rather, who does not want to bake a cake for, let's say, a gay couple? What is the status legally?
You must bake the cake, regardless of it being your property.
That's unfortunate.
Your equipment, it's your place. Can't do it. Yeah, they changed it.
Thanks for the update on that, Jacob, and thanks for the call. I appreciate the info. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I'd like to clarify that I support gay marriage. I think, you know, I think it's a fine idea. I wouldn't have a problem baking a cake if I knew how to do it for somebody like that.
You could read the directions on a box. Come on.
I mean, I understand that. Or if I had the intention to do that.
If our friend Derek wanted to get married, you'd be happy to help me make a cake for him.
Absolutely,
right?
Okay. Absolutely. But I also think that people should be able to make their own decisions about their own businesses and their own property in this case. And if somebody wants to be discriminatory in that way, they should be free to do that and suffer whatever consequences the market brings to them. Like, you know, the word might get out that they're bigots, and so then I would make a point of not ever ordering any cakes from those folks. And I might ask my friends to not do it either. Let the market decide. That's how I come at that one. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're sort of just talking generally about the idea of rights and how rights, you know, you have to actually work to protect them. Unfortunately, you know, it'd be nice if people just respected them all around. Then we'd actually have rights. But unfortunately, the people calling themselves the state or the government, the U.S. federal government, your local government, generally these are people who do not respect your rights. In fact, the only way they'll respect someone's rights is if they stand up for them, and sometimes that doesn't work because they'll arrest you and then charge you with all manner of trumped-up nonsense, and then only then you have to rely on one of their own courts, one of their judges, to uphold your rights, and then they have to issue an order that comes down back to the government, and then the government has to respect the order, because sometimes judges will issue an order to, like, let's say the police, and say, hey, stop beating on people. You guys are doing bad things. And then they'll just, you know,
don't beat on people as much.
Yeah, they'll just keep beating on people. Or they'll say that, oh, well, you know, people have the right to record you cops. But, I mean, there have been multiple police, there have been multiple court decisions that have made it crystal clear that anyone has the right in the public streets to record the government police.
That's absolutely true.
But yet, you know, government cops are in a lot of places still continue to act as though those court decisions have never been made. So even from one of the highest courts in the United States coming down on this, they don't all get the memo about it. Or if they do get the memo, they don't care because they know that there's not really any kind of consequence for them if they come up to you and say, you need to stop recording. This is a public street, and that's a government building, and you can't record here. And that you know, if you continue to record, if they arrest you and charge you with some trumped-up crap like disorderly conduct, Then later on, a year later, after you've been sitting out on bail conditions, you know, awaiting trial to actually try to stand up for your rights, then they drop the charges. You never had a chance to even get to court. They've had you under restrictive conditions for an entire year.
Don't forget the trip to jail.
Right. You've been punished because you didn't do anything wrong. And they get away with it.
Yeah, you're going to think twice about that the next go-round.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Toll-free number 855-453. And then we'll talk about the ability to get on a plane, maybe pulled away from you if you owe money to the IRS. And further, that may be a new kind of no-fly list. We've already got the no-fly list for supposed terrorists or supporters of terrorism. And very soon there may be a tax delinquent, if you will, no-fly list as well. So that's in the works, apparently, in D.C., according to Forbes. Let's go to your calls and thoughts first. Let's go to Robert, listening in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You know, not much. I just heard a caller when I tuned in a little bit earlier saying that the sign outside of the business, the no-firearm sign, would supersede the individual's right to concealed carry. And I just want to make a small correction. That's actually a matter of the state, very state to state. Some states, the sign outside of the business does carry the power of the law, and some it's just somebody decides to put it up there.
Oh, we're not talking about laws. Laws are things, words written down on paper by liars and thieves. We're talking about rights.
Yeah,
see, laws are the things they write in order to infringe upon your rights. I do believe that it's a business.
And his statement with, you know, in the court of law, right? So that's why I was just calling up to.
He did use that terminology at one point, yeah.
Right. I actually tuned in right there. I'm traveling with the sun right now, and I just caught it right there. I wanted to just call up and, you know, let you and listeners know. And a really good asset for that, for those out there who do conceal carry, like myself, is U.S. Handgun Laws. I believe it's .com, might be .org. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, I can't remember which one it is either, but it is good.
It's a great resource. It's updated very frequently, and in fact, it tells you, you know, when the last time it was updated, and it has all sorts of links straight to the state codes. You just click on the state, and then from there, it tells you all the pertinent information. If it's a must-disclose state, you know, if the sign carries the power of the law, and what other states grant reciprocity with.
Cool. So, good info, Robert. Thanks for the call. Drive safe out there. Appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Dave is in California. Mark, I'm sorry, what was it?
U.S. Handgun Laws, law.us.
U.S.
Handgun Law.us.
Dave in California, go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen, I got to say that Free Talk Live is very much appreciated and needed. Don't always come to agreement between you and your audience, but you hear things. You get evidence out in the open, and I think that's desperately needed more and more because I feel that we're all too often deceived. I see the bureaucrats in power, I think you do too, as largely corrupt and acting not in the best interest of the people. Now, the issue that's concerning me, and you've been touching upon it, do we as a citizen have an obligation to speak the truth if the government coming at us is coming from a very wrong place? Like if they ask, are you hiding any slaves in your cellar or something, would you be obligated to give up something to a very wrong thing? No, I don't.
Oh, of course not. I mean, my goodness. I mean, my obligation as a minister of peace is to do whatever is the right thing to do, and certainly the wrong thing would be to give up the location of hiding slaves. I mean, it's if your interests are to protect, then in order to do that, you might have to tell a lie to the government.
It then brings up the question of, does a corrupt special interest, which is running a government, have the right to lie to us to keep us disinformed? If they're coming from what they may think is the right place, they have a real belief that they have a right to where they're at. And so,
well, when you're saying that, are you talking about like the government's NSA telling lies to people?
Right. Yeah, you've noticed that too, have you?
Yeah. Well, I would say it's different for the government because they are supposed to be transparent. They're supposed to be open and accountable, at least in theory. That's actually in the New Hampshire Constitution, by the way, that the government should be open and accountable. It's Article 8.
But the U.S. government's getting more opaque all the time.
Yeah. So I think that in theory they should, yes, but ultimately if they don't, there's very little recourse that one has. Thanks, Dave, for your call. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
If you sue and say, hey, the NSA is spying on me, they'll say, you don't have standing. Sorry, case dismissed.
And they did do that, didn't they?
I believe they did do that recently. This is the kind of nonsense that the world you live in. I, as a United States citizen, don't I have the right to say something to my government through whatever government channels there are out there?
Sure, you can say something.
Yeah, yeah. Talk away, citizen. Here in America, you still have the right to complain. And if you don't like it, well, then you hate America, son.
Talk all you want. They don't have to listen. That's basically what the government decided years ago. There was a organization called We the People that actually brought a petition for the right to redress. They brought that issue, I believe, to the Supreme Court, finally, after many, many years of it having never been addressed by the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court basically said, yeah, the First Amendment does protect your right to redress. This is one of the more unsung provisions in the First right. Amendment. You know,
redress
there's
of grievances.
The right to free speech, the right to free press. There's the right to freedom of religion. And there's also the right of people to peaceably assemble. And the final one is to petition the government for redress of grievances. And, you know, people thought that that meant that the government actually had to redress your grievances to actually, you know, give some sort of response. But apparently not. The Supreme Court decided that you have the right to petition them, but they don't have to give you any sort of response.
Turns out, no. Yeah.
So that's that. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. And let's go to Mark in Indy listening to WIBC. Hey, Mark.
Hey, yeah, this is just a feely-feely type comment. There's, police, I'm all about the police. I back them. The whole bad things are fantastic. We need them, all right, to protect us from the bad people, of course. But there's nothing I dislike more than a corrupt person that's in an authority position that abuses their power. I am all about these cameras. I'm all about videotaping. And then if they're going to take you to court or they're going to arrest you and throw up some trumped-up charges, like you mentioned earlier, and then drop them, I think we should be able to come back in and force the case to be taken place or to go after them and come up with some sort of there's got to be something out there that you can go after the...
Hold those thoughts, Mark. We'll let you continue. This is Free Talk Live. Join us.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too. Which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now. 1-800-915-1027. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-915-1027. Hurry while supplies last. 1-800-915-1027. That's 1-800-915-1027.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Join us here on Free Talk Live. The live Saturday edition. You can dial toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so feel free to call in that way. Skype username, lrn.fm. In fact, if you're trying to call our toll free line, you can't get on. We got full phones, but the Skype is wide open. So if you don't yet have Skype installed, wouldn't be a bad idea to plug that into your phone. It's like a call upgrade. It upgrades your call quality. I mean, I'm no fan of Microsoft necessarily. They'll turn over information to the government if the government asks. But, hey, you're calling a radio show, so you really don't need privacy. Go ahead and grab Skype and give us a call at username lrn.fm. But speaking of privacy, if you're on the Internet and you're not using ProXPN, then you are not as private as you could be. ProXPN actually encrypts your Internet connection, which means that your own internet service provider, they won't know what you're doing online once you start using ProXPN. You're still using your same ISP. It's just that you're encrypting your data, so they're clueless. They can't turn that info over to the government, to other corporations. They can't mine it. They can't mine your data for their own purposes, for marketing, etc. You just go to ProXPN.com and use code FTL50. You'll save 50% off their regular monthly price for the lifetime of the annual account. So you'd have to order the annual account to get that awesome discount. FTL50, and that is the code that you need over at ProXPN.com. By the way, they keep no logs of your activities whatsoever at ProXPN.com. Use code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. Let's continue here. I believe we still have Mark in Indianapolis. Mark, you're back with us. You're making some comments about how you support the police, but on the other hand, you also support holding the police accountable and being able to record them on the job. Is that right? Do we have Mark in Indy?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, go ahead. Yep, we got you.
Yes. Absolutely, I agree with that, exactly with what you just said. The recordings, I think that's good because it's what it's doing is it's weeding out the bad apples. And a matter of fact, that these bad apples are still acting the way they are. The true colors are coming on out. And these police departments better wise up and wake up and prevent these kind of boneheads from getting involved because all they're doing is making havoc for themselves.
That's a position that I came from. a long time ago, or, you know, some time ago. So there was a time on, we've been doing this show for 12 years, there was a time on this show, I always gave the police the benefit of the doubt. But one thing that you're pointing out here is that, look, now that cameras are floating around on every telephone and people are used to using them, they whip them out, and we're catching police officers over and over, overstepping their bounds. What that says to me is that they've been overstepping their bounds for a long time, and
yes,
the good cops, and I think there are good cops, but the good cops have been, for whatever reason, disincentivized to report this misbehavior. I mean, I don't know what the reasons are, but these
pressure.
Are the systemic problems in police departments.
It's peer pressure. It's the same difference with the mafia. If you go ahead and step forward and then out one of your guys or whatever, you might as well plan on your head getting knocked out as well, too. The bad guys are the loudmouth is the one who's going to stay strong in the group. If you open up and try and go against them, you're going to have a group in that group that's going to make your life miserable. And it's even worse yet if the police chief is tied in with that group as well. There's a lot of peer pressure, and that's why they're not stepping forward. I had an instance myself once before where I was at an IRS building with recorders back in the 90s. It all had to do with the paying taxes and that, and IRS was screwing me. But anyhow, taking that at face value, I wanted a question answered, and I had a recorder in there. I got surrounded by five uniformed police, never given the option to leave. They surrounded me. They tore the camera out of my hands. They threatened. They had my arm up in the air. Now, mind you, I wrestled heavyweight in college, all right? I understand what a body can do. I understand when you have five people around you. But no batons and no guns. You don't have a choice.
Not a shot.
You're toast, all right? He had my arm up in the air, threatening to break my wrist, and then he switched it to my thumb or vice versa. And they moved me as a unit into another room away from the public, making it look like I was resisting. Unfreaking believable.
And this is in the 90s, you said?
Yeah, it was in the late 90s in Chicago, down in Dearborn and State, I think it is.
What happened with the video?
It was turned off, so none of that was on there that took place with that. It wouldn't have mattered anyhow. All you would hear is a cop yelling, "Stop resisting, stop resisting." And I was looking at him with puppy eyes, like, "What are you talking about? I'm not resisting."
That's the thing that they yell when they want to rough you up. They want to get away with roughing you up.
They make it look like you're resisting. So
right.
The general public there that was watching, I bet you every one of them assumed I must have been resisting.
That's right. He's getting what he deserves, that bad man.
Yep. Right. And then they, I never even said anything. I didn't raise, I wasn't aggressive, loud, what have you. And it was just whatever. Anyhow, then they brought me to the ground. They cuffed me and they took my money out of my pocket, counting it in front of my face. And my brain there is going, guys, you just lied to me this whole time and you're going to count the money in front of my face? What's the point? Why don't you just take it? What strength do I have? I obviously have none because you already... I'm sure what you did was illegal. I asked the whole time if I'm being arrested. They never answered the question. They never read me my Miranda rights.
So were you charged with something?
Yeah, they charged me with not following directions and something to do with the public. I can't remember what.
What happened with the charges?
They charged me. I was going to go ahead and take it to court, but they were going after me for – IRS wanted 15 to give me – well, let's put it this way without going into detail. I was broke. I didn't have money. I was running a small business, trying to get a business going, using credit cards for equipment, okay? So that's the situation I'm in. I could not afford to get an attorney in that. I went to a couple attorneys.
But what happened to the charges?
Okay, what happened to charges? I had an attorney that was going to do pro bono for me because he's been tired of hearing these stories. He forgot about it, and then I was like, oh, forget it. So I waited to the last possible minute, and then I just went ahead and paid him because two attorneys said it's like a parking ticket. Don't worry about it, but it's been in the back of my mind every time I fill out an application.
Yeah, I can hear you there. Thanks for your story tonight, Mark. I do appreciate hearing from you. It's not uncommon, you know, for them to harass people and, in a lot of cases, drop the charges right before trial. It happened to me. We engaged in a protest here in the city council chambers in Keene, New Hampshire years ago called the Drinking Game, and we were just having a little bit of fun drinking from beer bottles that had been emptied out and replaced with water. And they threatened us, and they came after us, and they arrested us for disorderly conduct charges. And ultimately, they dropped the charge literally the day before trial. So I had to sit on bail conditions for an entire year, which means I was my freedom was restricted to some extent for that entire year. Ultimately, I was willing to go to trial, but they weren't. So they just dropped the charge right before trial, and there's no punishment for them. By the way, Sam Dodson, who was arrested with me, he was a former co-host of ours. There's a warrant out for his arrest from that.
Right, because they didn't drop it. You know, they didn't have to drop it on him because he didn't
show up. He left town.
Yeah,
he missed the court. He missed the court date, so that's still floating out there for him.
So they get to have the punishment aspect there because, well, you know, he didn't play all the little games.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Let's continue, though, with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to, I believe we've got David listening in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David. Hello, David in Indy.
Hello.
Hey, you're
hello.
On the air.
Yeah, I wanted to get y'all's thoughts and see if you could get some other people to call in and give their thoughts on Fukushima.
You mean the meltdown?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Are you worried about it?
I've been worried about it since day one because I knew it wasn't good as soon as it happened. I have 6 grandchildren that have to grow up on this planet, and I'm as mad as I could possibly be.
Are they growing up in Japan?
It doesn't matter. It's going to be everywhere.
You believe that the radiation from Fukushima is possibly going to poison those grandchildren in Indianapolis, is what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Mm,
and okay. Everywhere else. Everywhere else.
Well, I don't know what you're going to do about it.
I don't know what one does about this.
Know, that's the biggest problem. There's nothing.
Yeah, there really isn't anything you can do. I mean, you can get paranoid about it, right? Like you can carry around a Geiger counter with you or something like that, and that might make you more paranoid as a result of that.
I think it bears mentioning that just about everything has some level of radiation to it. So
that's true.
Radiation poisoning is one of the terminology they use.
That's when you get above a certain level, right?
Poison is in the dose. So the water you drink likely has arsenic in it. That doesn't mean you're dying. I don't know the specifics. I'm not talking about Fukushima here. I don't know what's going on. People can address that. But what I'm saying is radiation's counted in rads, and I am giving off radiation right now. The rocks in your home, you know, if your home's made of stone, it gives off radiation. Actually, wood gives off radiation too. I don't know about drywall. I couldn't speak to that. But if you're sleeping in the bed with a spouse, you're receiving radiation from that person. Everything, you know, so many things radiate. The question is, how much radiation can you take in a given period of time? And that's what the issue is.
And to play this down, because it's a whole lot bigger deal than most people have a clue about. Just so much bigger a deal.
David, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. I have no real thoughts on this. I'm not a radiation expert. I just sort of accept, like, okay, well, that happened. What am I supposed to do about it? I'm certainly not going to worry about it. Worrying isn't going to make the situation any better. Being paranoid about it isn't going to change things. 855-450-FREE. Call and share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.